The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, March 17th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that will teach you how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the Waffle House guru, PhD of East Ridge, Tennessee, Clinton Powell.
I feel like a wrestler. Clinton Thomas. You only get called your full name though when you're in trouble. I never got in trouble. If I ever had my mom or dad say
Clinton
Thomas, there was something was hitting my butt. It could have been a lamp, belt, hand. I had stepped out of line and was getting corrected, as I should have. I need to give you a quick salutation, sir. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It's the 17th. How do you miss my lineage? I'm like a little leprechaun over here.
You're a leprechaun with green on.
Yeah.
I see that.
I carry gold around. Rainbows.
Leprechaun. I don't know if I would call you a leprechaun. That's a funny. Yeah. What did you call yourself on the big sign at Nutrition World? Munchkin?
A minion.
A minion.
I'm the little minion. I have a little like M&M head on top of a rectangle. Yeah.
You're so funny.
Yeah.
Hey, I know this is official, and I know you won't believe this, but March 11th was National Wash Your Nose Day.
Huh.
National Wash Your Nose Day.
Did you give everybody at the office like a day off? Like, hey, everybody, go, you know,
of
don't
course.
Come tomorrow.
It's a health food holiday.
Yeah, it's a national. Yeah, go home and take care of those. Keep that nose clean out of everybody's business. That's the first way to keep your nose clean.
I like that.
But
hey, I do nose washing every morning. I get up and for about 35 years, actually. I know as long as Katie's been born, which she's 33.
Okay.
Go in. It's not the best. I should do it more with purified water, but I just get warm water and I sniff on the left nostril, sniff on the right, then go blow my nose.
But I heard that the tap water may have stuff in it.
It does. I'm not living a perfect life, Clinton.
Wow. Oh, okay. All right. We're going down that road. Be careful what you open up, big fella. I'm fine with a kick game, but I get to kick back.
Hey, we got two guests today, so I'm going to try to get some good information out there.
Okay.
One is we are going to have Dr. Johnson, who my buddy Dr. Brian Johnson, the only integrative physician in Chattanooga. Integrative meaning far more depth of looking for the why of poor health, the why of disease, instead of treating a symptom. Meet the doc. That means he's going to be at Nutrition World just for you to come in and shake hands and say, yeah, this is who I am and this is kind of what I'm going through. Do you think you can help me? It's going to be Wednesday, March 27th, 2:45 to 4 p.m. Meet the doc. You can go to nutritionw.com under events to see that. Secondly, he's going to have a sleep seminar on Saturday, March 30th at 11 to 12 at our Wellness Corner, the beautiful building to the left of Nutrition World. And Dr. White is going to be at Nutrition World on March 23rd at 12 o'clock. No, March 27th at I think it is. What am I doing?
I don't know. We're looking at calendars now.
Today's
March the 17th, sir. Today we're the 17th of March. The 17th day, the month of March,
2024. I was right the first time. Listen, I was right the first time. 23rd of March, which is a Saturday.
Yeah, but the only person you were arguing with was yourself. You weren't arguing with me.
I'm usually wrong when I argue with myself. Yes. So he's going to be there to demonstrate that. We talked to him a few weeks ago about this NeuroLens. It's a new type of technology in glasses, prescription glasses, that align your eyes if they are misaligned. Misalignment of the eyes can cause migraine headaches,
right,
slow reading, and tight neck, TMJ. And I looked today, and it said that it will increase your rate of reading by 8 words per minute in most studies, at least. That's pretty darn good.
I'm a speed reader, too. That'd be cool.
I'm pretty fast. I really am. And you know, does it amaze you sometimes when you've just, like, read something in maybe 12 seconds and you have it on a piece of paper, you hand it to someone, it takes them 35 seconds. I'm like,
yeah, sometimes.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, just connect the dots.
Yeah, come on.
Plus, I'd rather not know what I'm about to say. I like to not know things as I talk. It really helps me out.
That makes a lot of sense.
It takes a lot of responsibility away, a lot of worry. You're just letting stuff fly.
You're being in the moment.
Yes, sir, with my words.
I did an Instagram on the most ridiculous health headlines I have seen.
I saw that one.
In a lot of years, even though a lot of them are silly, this one was really touting the dangers of vitamin D. Well, how did they do that? Well, they found this one gentleman who's 89 years old who already had kidney dysfunction to a very bad level, AFib, and two other medical conditions, and he took some extra vitamin D, and he died. Well,
but it wasn't just extra. Wasn't he on like 60,000 IUs?
He was doing too much D.
Yeah.
But how do we know? There's no, still, I have people who've done 50,000 units for way longer than that, and that didn't mean anything because they lived.
Depending on their blood level already,
well,
right?
Well, it did, but this guy accidentally did it. He thought he was doing 5,000. He kept buying 50,000. He did it for 1 year.
Oh, my God.
And he was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But the thing is, why would you point your fingers at that when you don't really know? It just happened to be on a piece of paper. They took it. He's a guy in the UK. It was literally a questionnaire, so they came out with these massive, like, scientific study. No, it's gossip. It's nothing but gossip. So I posted that on Instagram, Nutrition World. View that if you can. Now, we are going to do blood work on March 22nd this month in Nutrition World because of Easter the next following weekend. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do March 22nd. Please, I encourage anyone who's really curious about how to empower themselves for better health to come and get basic blood work. They can help you advise what you need to get done.
I've said this before, once a year, once every other year, give yourself a birthday gift and just go get the full panel.
There you go.
I know it's expensive. It's not the $30, but every now and then, if you really care about somebody, that's a really good gift. And say, you know what? I'm going to get you this year. Go figure out where you're at. See what's wrong with you.
Well, and see what's out. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out your blood test. Yeah. But
I won't get it. I'm afraid I'll get back. But seriously, it's a good gift to give yourself or others.
It really is. Yeah. You know, no, I've never seen anyone give a gift. And you can use health savings accounts, too, which I tend to always forget. I never talk about that. But we do it downstairs Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 11. And the last Friday of the month is when most people come, which is the date that I talked about. I do want to say that I have an issue going on. And it was due to, not stupidity, but you know how you guys like you and I, we push ourselves in the gym.
Yeah.
Well, I read, because I'm getting in the contest June 1st, probably.
No, you've already committed to it.
As long as I heal from this and it doesn't get worse, but the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. And I'm training like I've never trained before. And I love Frank Zane. He's one of the classic old bodybuilders who was not huge by any means. He did win the Olympia once, and he won a lot of contests. But I think he's got the most aesthetic and beautiful structure of any bodybuilder that's ever been on stage. So I'm thinking, you know, how did he get those abs? Well, it's so cool. I love TikTok because he's got a lot of little 2 minutes on TikTok of how he did things. Well, he said he did 1,000 Roman chair sit-ups. You know what that is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Wow.
How do you describe a Roman chair setup?
Well, it's the kind you're hanging, your feet are hanging, and you're pulling your knees up to your body. Or is it the Roman chair where you're hanging off the back and you're sitting straight up
into the chair?
Hanging
off the back.
Okay, so you hook your feet under and you got the pads. So you get you sit down on a pad. The pads go to the back of your hamstrings right underneath your butt. You hook your feet under something and you're laying back and you can control how far you go back, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And so you're doing basically sit-ups.
Hanging. Yeah.
In a really tough way.
With no real support for your back.
No.
Right.
Yep, or hips. So what I did was, he says 1,000 a day to prepare for a contest. 1,000 Roman chair setups. Well, you know, Ed Jones could probably do half of that. Well, guess what happened?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I start the first day, which was 8 days ago, and killed me.
How many did you get? 500?
I got 100.
Okay.
And it killed me. Well, I did 100 every day for 7 days. I now have the size of a golf ball cyst on my hip.
Yep.
It is so large that I'm going to have, you can, if you mention the word golf ball, Vital Health Radio, you can come in Nutrition World and take a look at my golf ball cyst on my butt.
Have you told you're going to go get it looked at?
No, I'm not, Clint.
Okay, cool. That's good. Why? I wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't
either.
I wouldn't do it.
It's just a fluid-filled cyst. And you know what? If the body didn't take care of it in some reasonable time, then I might.
Yeah.
So how about that for wisdom?
Okay. Yeah, wow. A little defensive, everybody. St. Patrick's Day. He's ready to start a fight. He's picking fights. Shenanigans. Getting done over here. Malarkey.
Malarkey. That's a good word.
I love that word.
Hey, I did a really cool Instagram podcast also on the Cheerios. Mm. I don't know if you've been saying that. Only the past 2 weeks, they tested Cheerios. Of course, we know it, Cheerios and a lot of cereals have glyphosate. That is a chemical insecticide that was patented as an antibiotic in the 70s. So we're killing our gut by the use of small amounts of antibiotics. But this new chemical, never even heard of it. It's called chlormaquat chloride, and it's a pesticide and growth regulator. 92% of oat-based foods, including Quaker Oats and Cheerios, is contained in this chemical. What's scary about it is it's not approved for foods. It's only approved they approved it to import foods from other countries that have it, but they haven't approved it for use in this country, but yet 92% have it. Well, it has significant potential health risk. It says that animals show that chloramaquat is linked to reproductive development problems, raising concerns for human health. And EWG, which is a company that really, really does well at monitoring all of this, is really pushing for further investigation because of the fertility issues and the reproductive issues that are significant. I mean, we look now at the amount of reproductive and fertility issues. It is mind-boggling. In fact, one of our guests today, we're going to be speaking on natural ways to improve fertility, which is, you know, if guys like you and I, that doesn't mean much because we're not really interested in procreating and moving on with our species. Yeah. We've already planted our seeds.
Yeah, we've done the
and
best.
And now we wait for the trees to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but those people who haven't had a family, it's devastatingly difficult for them to pursue this when they can't seem to get answers, and it's so expensive to try to do the other form, the
IV.
What do you call it? Not IV. It's something like that. That shows you that's
it's
not
IVF.
Important. Oh, IVF. You're right.
That's what I was saying.
You are right, brother.
Wow.
God, PhD is on not top like of PhD.
Listen, 60% of the time, I work every time. That's a good movie quote. Nobody. If you know, you know. I think our guests are here. I'm going to let you wrap it up. I'll go get our guests.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be going to talk in fertility. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness Center. They were founded on a simple concept, the transformation from within, because beauty is for everyone. The Alchemy team are certified experts, passionate about treating, caring for, and educating their clients to help achieve optimal results. Let the Alchemy team help you to look and feel your best. They're located in Chattanooga, on the North Shore, and in downtown Cleveland. For more information, visit alchemymedspachat.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host partner, Clint Powell. And you know, I've been in the business of in nutrition, integrative thinking, delving into health for 45 years. And a lot of guys don't really realize that this as much as certainly as women, but fertility can be a devastating issue and challenge for a lot of couples. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I talked earlier in the show about, you know, Clint and I, we're kind of off that radar. We're not interested. It'd be like, you know, if you're not interested in boxing, it's going to be like not a conversation because it's not something you have any connection with. But when it comes to fertility, there's a lot of options medically, some options, some of them are expensive, some are not, some are this, I don't know the details, but there's so many ways, again, I say this, to empower the human body to function the way it was designed to function. And to do that, you have to have a different mindset. You cannot have the traditional medical model mindset of not delving in deeply and looking for the why. Well, today we have a true expert, Katie Poole. She's a family nurse practitioner with a doctorate degree in nursing practice from UTC. And after her own struggles with infertility and miscarriage in her early 30s, she really took a deep dive into the literature. And as many people who they literally become awakened to the fact that we have so many options that we're kind of not being taught in school or told. And so welcome to Vital Health Radio, Katie.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Katie, that's going to be easy to remember. My daughter's name Katie. And when she talked to you, she came out and said, Dad, you won't believe this woman. She's just, she's got it all together. She has A to Z on supplements, on food, on lifestyle. So tell us a little bit about, just for a minute, what really got you into this?
Yeah, so my husband and I, like you mentioned, struggled with infertility and miscarriage. And when I went and discussed this with my healthcare provider, what can I do on my own? It was like, don't drink Crystal Light, lose some weight. We'll see you in a year. If nothing happens, then we'll kind of start working it up. And I was like, oh, wow, that's not really very helpful. So that got me to start really looking into the literature and to see what I could do on our own rather than going the IVF route, because that was very expensive and our health insurance wasn't going to cover any portion of that. So I just started dedicating my research on fertility and egg health and sperm health and what could be done to optimize that didn't require traditional medical management.
That is so cool.
I have to have Crystal Light. Was that a joke?
No, it wasn't a joke. Ah. I think because like, you know, the fake sugars maybe that are in that.
Well, that was solid medical advice. That really helped you.
Because, you know, I raised three kids of my own with my wife. I was married for a long time. But when you said that, I was like, oh, there's nobody giggling in the room, so maybe I shouldn't giggle. I was about to giggle.
Yeah, that's wow. that was the medical advice I was given.
Well, anything we talk about unhealthy, wow. Clint is so perfect because he is the sponge for unhealthy.
I'm where that's my knowledge. That's my skill base. I just thought that was odd advice, especially from a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're talking right now, someone's listening, they have kids or grandkids or people themselves struggling with fertility. what kind of approach do you take that would be different? How is your mindset?
Yeah, so I look at the patient in whole or client in whole. We're not just looking at why you're not getting pregnant. We're looking at all of your medical health history, your family health history. I assess lab work and see what kind of medications that you've been on, as well as what your partner's been on, because a lot of times there are medications that you may have been on currently or in the past that still haven't worked their way out of your system. And then start from there. And then we start creating a tailored plan on how that you can kind of mitigate those underlying health issues to really optimize your fertility. And then if you do have some deficiencies, what kind of supplementation you need based on those results and based on your medical history. I do an inflammation assessment to kind of see if there's any signs that you've got some underlying inflammation issues that are contributing. And we just kind of create a plan based on each person.
And, you know, all the years of me speaking to people, I think number one, people want hope. But two, in order to make hope work, you need a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a plan of people that you trust. And Clint and I talk a lot about creating a team. And that team needs to be a trusted team, and also a team that I think needs to think outside the box. I mean, if traditional stuff's working pretty well, you don't need that, but it's actually not. Now tell me about this inflammation. I wasn't aware, because we test everyone who does a blood test at Nutrition World gets a high sensitivity C-reactive protein, sometimes SED rate. Those are the two tests that we use to see inflammation. Is that what you use?
Yes.
And how does that affect fertility?
So because several underlying issues like PCOS, endometriosis, all of these underlying issues can negatively affect fertility. Just that inflammation in the body makes it more difficult to conceive. And so what we want to do is also kind of look at, you know, is it your gut health? Are you having some like IBS symptoms that are contributing to this? And a lot of them overlap. And so if we can get that inflammation down, we see that patients are more likely to get pregnant more quickly.
Wow.
And so we just kind of, again, looking at everything, not just saying, okay, you've got inflammation, but why do you have inflammation? What kind of signs of inflammation are you having? And how do we go about kind of minimizing that?
And that helps the entire spectrum of
health. Correct. Yep.
Well, it's like you said, it's almost, are you healthy? Or are you a healthy place to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes, like you said, they start at the problem, moving forward from the pain instead of, okay, that's one thing. Let's figure out why the pain or the problem's there,
mm-hmm.
then the natural consequence.
Right.
And it just seems like you're just helping ensure the odds, maybe increase the odds, right?
Yeah. And hopefully decreasing the need for that additional medical IVF, IUI, because one, it's expensive, and two, if your body is not really in an appropriate place to receive an embryo transfer or to mm-hmm. do an IUI, mm-hmm. you're just not going to have as good of a result. So even if you do have to go that route, I want patients to be as optimized as possible before they go, because I want people to have one embryo transfer, not 3, 4, 5. So getting your body prepared for that. But a lot of times, if we can just, especially if there's unexplained infertility, if we've not found some huge anatomical reason for infertility, we can not even have to go the route of IVF or IUI. We can kind of get people to reset. The problem is a lot of times you're so stressed out, you're already kind of in that trajectory because you haven't gotten pregnant in X amount of months, that you just don't want to slow down. But if you slow down and really kind of do an assessment, we're seeing great results with that.
And we are going to announce that you're going to be speaking a free lecture on March 20th, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. I do want to say that on your flyer here that I let Clint read, he was acting like he was so smart before you walked in, because he said IVF is a treatment that they use.
Well, but
he
didn't know that.
He saw it on the paper.
No,
I wondered how in the world.
IVF is in the news quite a bit
too.
We won't go down that road. It's a political issue, but I actually listen to the news. That I'm educated.
Oh,
I try to stay with my fingernail on the little pulse of society.
Fingernail on the pecan waffle at Waffle House.
Absolutely.
So do you feel in your heart of hearts that improving the health of these people for fertility is probably improving the health of the developing the fetus and the child after they're born?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're actually seeing, you know, that some of these reasons that we are seeing such an increase in infertility is related to things that happened in utero. So certain diseases like endometriosis or PCOS is actually, we're starting to see literature that this is stuff that mom consumed 30, 40 years ago is now mm-hmm. affecting our reproductive health. And so knowing that, we know that, you know, this is going to affect our children. So just like you're talking about the Cheerios earlier, it's kind of one of those things. It's like, okay, well, this could affect my child's fertility in the future. Mm. I'd like to be a grandma one day. You know, we really have to protect their health as well.
Set ourselves up for success as best as possible.
Totally.
And it's not that difficult. You don't have to live in a cave to create more optimal health. We just have to tweak things. And we've been sold a bill of goods that's simply not accurate, which is the government will protect us. They're looking out for us. So don't really worry about it and eat lots of, USDA says eat lots of grains and lots of carbohydrates and lots of pastas, which is fine. It's just simply not true.
Right. A quick question, or would you give me your thoughts on it? It seems to a lot of times, whether it's something like this, when something is high value to us, it almost starts feeding itself. There's high anxiety and stress. I don't get the results I want. I have more high anxiety and stress, which is bad for the body. And it's this bad kind of loop. Have you found in what you do that once you start empowering people with the small things they can control, it helps the mindset, and they're just, as a natural consequence, they're just in a healthier place mentally?
Yeah, and that's where I wish that I saw people earlier. I kind of wish I saw people before they had gone through this journey of, like, you know, 12, 18, 24 months of trying to conceive. I would wish that we could just see people at the beginning, kind of at the beginning of their journey, to really optimize their health at the front end, because it is, it's hard, it's stressful. You're just watching each month go by, you're seeing other people send their kids to kindergarten. You think, God, I still haven't had a kid yet. And it just becomes stressful.
Every month is ratcheted up.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I think having a person that knows exactly where you are on your journey and saying, hey, here's our plan. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to lay this out. This is week one, month one. Okay. Here's what we're going to do next week. And so I try to create things as kind of bite-sized pieces, because if you just blast somebody with a ton of information, change this, it's just too overwhelming. And so if you give somebody small goals and kind of reassess, then that makes it a lot easier, a lot attainable, and a lot less stressful.
As I was saying, mentally, it's got to be in a better place, just for my mind.
Yep.
Right.
And we know that, how many stories do we hear about people who try to get pregnant, they don't get pregnant, then when they give up on being trying to get pregnant, they get pregnant. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. What percent is usually the fault of the woman or the man?
Yeah, so we think that it's about 30-50% related to male infertility issues. But a lot of times it is kind of a combo of the two. So they're really, when I work with couples, a lot of the things that are really great for egg health are also great for sperm health. So we kind of use a combination. So it's nice how that kind of overlaps, because especially if you are working with your partner, you guys are both making those changes and reminding each other to take your supplementations each morning and making sure that, you know, you're eating the same things and have somebody to keep you accountable.
Is there any one supplement that helps the motility of sperm?
There are lots. I really love, not for motility, there's several kind of, I've got a combo that I usually recommend for the sperm motility. I don't have it at the top of my head, but I really love CoQ10 for men and women. It really helps, especially for those that are older and kind of in, when I say older, I'm talking about your 30s, but you know, or having children later on in life, which is part of the contributing factor to the rising infertility. But CoQ10 does a really great job to help kind of provide the energy that those egg and sperm need to be able to reproduce. So that complex, go back to your latest biology class of how that egg and sperm come together and how that DNA replicates. CoQ10 is a really good one for most people to be on. And that's great for, you know, your cardiac health, memory issues. Yeah. I'm passionate about memory issues too, because I've got a lot of that in my family. And a lot of the overlapping with fertility is also great for memory care in the future too.
I love your approach, because one is it's helping them reach the goal. Secondly, it's actually creating, planting seeds for the entire generation of that child and their children. So it's not even limited to that child who's born. It's the grandkids and the other ones. What's my chances of having the ability to impregnate at 67? Thank you, Clint. Look at Clint's face over there.
It's actually pretty good. However, we're seeing that you know, we used to think that everything was just related to the woman. However, we're now seeing that we're kind of having increased autism and some more issues that is related to male age and sperm age and all of that. Well, but cool. Yeah, a decent chance. I can't give you a number at the top of my head for 67.
I actually thought it was zero chance. No, so
it's not. Be careful.
I'm not looking for it. Let me just announce to City of Chattanooga, to anybody out there thinking that they want me to be the father of their child, it's not
everyone
going
just
to
threw
happen.
Up in their mouth a little bit, dude. Okay. There's got to be a better way out of this particular segment. We had this genius on with us, and she's like, I just give the 66-year-old dude
permission
sperm advice?
Yeah. What,
really? There'll be an invoice attached to this, Sean Whitfield. You'll get charged for her hour on this one.
I will be ordering more condoms as of today. Let me tell you.
Better get stock up on Q10.
I've been doing that for 50 years. That's my worry. I've been taking all these super supplements.
Yeah.
All right, Katie, well, let's talk about real quick. We have about 1 minute left. So on Wednesday, March 20th at 6 p.m., you're going to be right next door at the wellness corner there at Nutrition World, that beautiful building. If you walk out the front door, Nutrition World is right there on the left. I do encourage people to park on the lower segment or on the front of the building, not our building, Nutrition World, but the building where the lecture is, because it does fill up our parking lot. But you are going to offer a free lecture from 6 to 7:30, and I guess just covering all the basics of what we talked about here, but even more so, right?
Correct. We're going to kind of go a little bit deeper into the causes and some issues that you, if you have some of these health issues, you may need to be paying attention that you're more at risk for infertility, and some kind of easy ways to start mitigating those underlying health issues or things to look out for.
I think she also, just if you want to wrap it up with this, how people find out. You do one-on-one coaching for this as well. Is that okay? Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. I do one-on-one consulting for clients, usually couples, but also for people that are interested in egg freezing or looking for donors. I work with them as well on really how to optimize their fertility. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you're ever interested and want to work one-on-one on deep diving into your health issues, you can find me at Katie Poole Wellness on Instagram. That's the best way to find me, or www.katiepoole.com, and you can apply there.
And Poole is with
P-O-O-L-E.
Yeah,
and Katie with a Y, K-A-T-Y-P-O-O-L-E.
Yeah, K-A-T-Y. My daughter's C-A-D-Y.
Mm-hmm.
So mine's K-A-T-I-E.
Oh, wow. All the Katies.
My daughter's.
Yeah. Oh, it is. That's right. Yeah. All right, cool. Hey, that was so excellent, Katie. We're thrilled to have you come to Nutrition World, and I'm so glad that you're here for Chattanooga and really for the whole United States, because you do Zoom, so it's available to anyone and everyone. And with your vast training, and I look at trainings as a great credibility builder, but I look at wisdom more than actually technical knowledge, because we have a lot of people who are very well skilled in schoolwork and they're not very wise, especially in the world of health. And you have lived the life and you've created that wisdom. So thank you for being here, and thank you for joining us on Vital Health Radio.
Thanks so much.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Archer. What's the name of it, Clint?
The Austin Hatcher Foundation. They were a guest a few months ago.
Yes.
To help with pediatric cancer.
Yes.
They're going to talk about their mission and how we can help support their jobs.
Absolutely. All right. When we come back, we'll be talking about that and that plus more to come. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. And one other time, we have had a guest from the Austin Hatcher Foundation, and it's so important that we wanted to touch on it again. Mm-hmm. And Rocco Mansueto. In the corner, yeah. Coming out.
Yeah.
All Rocco and Clinton have been doing is talking wrestling and boxing and fighting. So,
well, he's got cauliflower ear. I know he's the real deal.
Yes. And just to put it out there, from a school counseling perspective, we'd live in a much better world if every kid had to do some sort of hand-to-hand physical yes. contact sport. There's so much, not just the work ethic. I think people underestimate the amount of humility, respect, love that's cultivated in those tight quarters. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible.
And the self-esteem that's built, especially with guys like myself who, you know, in 14 years old, weighed 119 pounds and had arms that were so teeny that it could barely be measured. And then I got into a gym at 14, and that wasn't fighting. Now, later on, I got into boxing and also got into karate. And it just built my perseverance in life, because when you're backed in a corner, you have to learn to either fall down and quit, or you have to stand up and go. And that feeds itself into my business. It feeds myself into life, because many times all of us are backed in a corner financially. Well, guess what? You can either quit or you can stand up and fight. And fighting is the only way to win.
I think real quick, and I'll add my 2 cents and we can move on to the bigger topic. It also teaches you not only do hard things intentionally, but it teaches you, at least in my world, how to take feedback. Because if you're not willing to take feedback, you're probably not going to grow. If I'm only going to go against the guys I know I can beat or girls I can beat, you're not going to grow.
Yeah.
So if you're not getting constant feedback from a coach, or in reality when you're putting yourself against other folks, if you're scared of that, you're pretty much limiting how much growth you're going to have. And again, to your point, I think kids should go through that.
Yeah.
Because it's a controlled environment that gives them the same things, close to reality in life as you can get.
Oh, there's no question. And you always want to make sure in any room that you're competing in that you are not the best guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So you get that reminders daily. And even from a fatherhood standpoint, you know, I work with kids all the time. And we don't... I don't see enough roughhousing at home. I don't see enough of that close connection. So I see it with kids. I see their coping skills, how they regulate their emotions, their physical activity, so many things. We could talk for...
That's a good podcast. I'll get you on my podcast. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
That'd be fun.
I'll bring you in with Heath and Andy.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, let's talk about where the real reason you're here, Rocco. So the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Again, people listening right now, probably 99% have not heard of it. Mm-hmm. What does it entail?
Yeah, so we are a small local nonprofit that serves the needs locally, but also serves needs nationally. So if a family is impacted by pediatric cancer, we are an organization that tries to support that family across the board in every realm of that process. So whether it's the onset of diagnosis, it's in treatment, it's survivorship, and then it's the lasting impacts of chemo and radiation. Pediatric cancer is extremely rare, but it is so lasting, its impacts. Mm-hmm. We are an organization that tries to alleviate the scope of those impacts.
I love it. Do you have an idea how many per year are accessing your system?
Yeah, we have quite a few kids coming through our foundation. About one in every 285 kids is impacted with pediatric cancer. A lot of the families we serve are from Dalton, Chattanooga, and Cleveland. Mm. We have a very strong population coming from Cleveland.
Now, you're saying one in 285 have pediatric cancer?
Are impacted by pediatric cancer.
Oh, impacted.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, the numbers for us weren't... we are pretty active nonprofit Monday through Thursday. Our clinical staff is working quite hard. There are some days we'll have patient after patient. So we see the patient, we see their siblings, and we'll even provide services for their parents.
I didn't know there was and sometimes this is just me not knowing the clinical aspect. I kind of know the services after the fact, because I think when you say impacted, it's also... one child may have it, but they may have two brothers and sisters, or a cousin, or a best friend that all of a sudden is having to deal.
Yeah, best friend.
The mm-hmm. best friend part of it. I would imagine that's what impact means. And then the other parts, the clinical stuff, I always know of the ancillary services. Mm-hmm. But the clinical stuff's where you really meet the family.
Yes.
Right.
And it's wild. And we'll talk about the scope of some of our services. But for me, I see a lot of the siblings.
Yeah.
As far as what are some of those expression outlets that we have to communicate how we feel on the inside? Not every kid has the verbiage to articulate how they feel, right? If mm-hmm. you have a third or a four-year-old, mm-hmm. three or four-year-old navigating pediatric cancer or... God forbid, loss, and is experiencing grief, that three-year-old, that four-year-old, that five-year-old might not have the verbiage to articulate how they feel.
But so what do you do?
Yeah, those feelings exist, right?
Okay.
So for me, from a school counseling perspective, I create space for some of those feelings. So maybe it's art therapy, maybe it's social and emotional lessons. Maybe it's identifying when we start to get angry, what happens? Does our heart rate increase? Do our palms get sweaty? Does our face get red? Do we have this burst of energy? What does sadness feel like? What is sorrow feel like? What does happiness feel like? So giving words to some of those sensations that mm-hmm. we get in our body tells us how we feel, whether we have the verbiage for it or not. Mm-hmm. And as we get older, we have to equip those kids to communicate how they feel. So a lot of it is this expressive therapies, trying to provide them with multiple outlets, whether it's art, whether it's music, whether it's physical activity. We do workouts with Lee, which is a workout class for kids and siblings impacted by pediatric cancer. Because so many of these kids have, it's not just the cancer. We see cognitive decline. We see physical impairments. So we are a foundation that tries to meet all of those needs.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to me, too, though, I'm a six-year-old. I don't understand why mom and dad are spending more time with Tommy all of a sudden, right? Why am I having to get picked up by three different people this week when I don't understand that? So how do I express that? And when sometimes I'm not saying parents do it on purpose, because I've raised I've raised three kids. Also, I may not, as a parent... Mm-hmm. have the skill set to communicate how my child should be navigating this.
Yeah.
I may not know how to help my five-year-old be a healthier five-year-old in the moment that five-year-old's being a five-year-old in. I may need the help.
Yeah, and to know that regression might happen, right? You might have a kid who has additional outbursts. You might have a kid who... starts wetting the bed. You might have a kid mm-hmm. who starts acting in different ways, and you're sitting here... seeing this, thinking something's wrong, and you're 100% correct. We have so many families right now traveling to and from hospitals where that sibling is spending an extended amount of time with grandparents or in someone else's care, and that is massively challenging. So mm-hmm. I would say, at least from my standpoint, a good chunk of the students I work with are the siblings.
And just imagine if we could have more organizations like yours that would deal with other issues with family drama and crisis.
Yeah.
Because the kids today, they don't have many plan B's and C's going on. They just get locked into patterns. The parents do the best they can, but the parents are often crashing themselves. I mean, everything from parents' financial disasters to one of the parents having broke legs or you name it, the crisis that hit most families at certain points. But there, it doesn't seem to be any of those. But so how did this organization start?
Yeah, in 2006, our founders, Amy, Joe, and Jim Osborne, lost a child to pediatric cancer. His name was Austin. Austin Hatcher, and that was the beginning of this concept. And they started in a very small room, I believe at Erlanger Children's, and they have expanded. We have a standalone educational advancement center off Holtzclaw. It is an incredible building. Yes,
don't judge those two automotive stuff.
So many things. Yeah, I would say the number one support we provide families across the board, especially parents, whether it's grief counseling, kids grief counseling, adult grief counseling, mental health counseling for the entire family. Now, if that child's not old enough to access mental health counseling, then I might do a social and emotional lesson. I might do some sort of expressive therapy with him. Occupational therapy is a big point of service for us, educational advocacy, which I do, advocating for additional supports within the realm of the school system. But across the board, even from school counseling perspective, I've worked with kids for the last decade, and coaching is very similar. Coaching and counseling are very similar. Even though coaching is this massively competitive realm, and especially at D1, you are assessing the needs of the person in front of you. You understand that everything is tied. Everything is connected. Their academics, their social decisions, their peer groups, their family dynamics. All of these things are intertwined. When one moves, everything else moves. You are trying to figure out what the needs of that person are. You're trying to meet them with some additional supports, empower them to make good quality choices, and you're just going on this ride with them. Coaching and counseling are very, very similar.
How many people are employed at Austin?
Yeah, we're expanding quite quickly. I've only been there 6 months, and we've already added 3 or 4 staff members, so we're close to about 20 individuals.
Wow.
Yes, and almost all of them are full-time. Half is a clinical staff who's providing direct one-to-one service with our patients. The other half is our operating staff, right? Fundraising is a big part of what we do. Development's a big part. Expansion, growth, online programming. We're not just a local nonprofit. A lot of our programs are on a national scope as well.
Ooh. Can I just one quick question? How did you get involved with the program?
Yeah, really good question. So to our prior discussion, I used to coach at the United States Military Academy in West Point. I grew up in that realm. And wrestling was such a very big part of my life. It still is, but to a minimal level compared to before. I came down to coach at UTC. In the process of coaching at UTC, I've realized that when I'm in the room banging every day, these are young 20-year-olds who are trying to rip my head off. My undergrad and graduate degree is in school counseling. So when I left collegiate coaching, I went right into school counseling, and I've been at K-12. Well, the traditional model of school counseling is very robust. All you have to do is walk into a school building. If you are positive, if you have a work ethic, all you have to do is walk in and the need presents itself. The need is so overwhelming. The pace of the need, you just got to walk down the halls and you will see it. You will see the kid wearing the same clothes over and over. You will see the kid who's isolated by themselves. You'll see the kid who's eating lunch by himself, who doesn't have enough food, who's always asking for more snacks.
Do you think it's worse today than it's ever been?
You know what I think is worse today than it's ever been is the disconnect between the child and the family unit. Whether that's both families working, whether that's overconsumption of technology, whether that's a shift in our priorities, whether that's we are too busy and too focused on our own agenda and goals, whether that's not spending just uninterrupted one-on-one time with the human, the child in front of us, the connectivity, the closeness, the relational component. The one thing I would venture and say is the one thing that's been consistent across the board, whether it's at Austin Hatcher Foundation, whether it's at any Hamilton County school I've been, a private school I've been, is they are yearning for relationships.
I can see that. And you know, if I think if there was one bit of advice that I have no knowledge like you do, it would be something that I did during grazing my daughter. We ate dinner together every single night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Never missed a night. And of course, we didn't have much cell phones. The early part, we did the last, but we didn't get on them.
Yeah, we had dinner. I'm there with you. Absolutely.
You guys are firing me up.
Yeah, this is such an important topic. But we have to be intentional. We have to be aware. We have to slow the system down. And we might have to say no to stuff. We might have
to. 100%. Yeah.
You know, you look at youth athletics. We might have to maybe start to shift and prioritize and not. Yeah.
You're just talking like Heath Esslinger now. I hear Heath coming out. It's real quick, and then we finish up talking about the Austin Hatcher. I've heard Heath say before, no, my girls won't make it to the practice on Sunday. That's not what we do. I have to draw lines in the sand. He's been on my podcast before.
I like that.
Sometimes you say no, not because you don't want them to be the best athlete, but their athlete is supposed to be part of who they are, not who they are.
Right.
And that's a hard thing for a dad or a competitor.
Oh, yeah.
I eat it up. We're going to get better. No, this is family time. This is where we're going to spend time on more important things.
Well, Rocco, tell people how they can learn more about Austin Hatcher.
Yeah, so I look at three scopes. Number one and most important, we have so many services there. The amount of services, real quick, mental health, occupational, educational. We do diversionary therapy, art therapy, music therapy. We have fall, winter, spring, summer camps. We're across the board. So the three biggest realms, if I said, hey, if you're interested in learning more about us, one, if you know somebody impacted by pediatric cancer, first and foremost, connect them with us from a service standpoint. Mm-hmm. Every service we provide is free through the lifespan of that patient. So do you know anybody? Connect them with services. Two, if you're interested in volunteering and learning more, come and take a tour of the foundation. And we're a nonprofit. Every service is paid for. So fundraising development is a big part of who we are. If you know someone who has the capacity to give and who's interested in giving to an incredible cause, we'd love to have a tour with them. Those three ways to get.
And what's the website?
Yeah, www.hatcherfoundation.org.
Wonderful. I love your passion, Rocco. Thank you so, so much for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
All right, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a couple words of wisdom and a couple more health tips. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, Rocco, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired? loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive, then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group. I want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness Center. They were founded on a simple concept, the transformation from within. Because beauty is for everyone. The Alchemy team are certified experts, passionate about treating, caring for, and educating their clients to help achieve optimal results. Let the Alchemy team help you to look and feel your best. They're located in Chattanooga, on the North Shore, and in downtown Cleveland. For more information, visit alchemymedspachat.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, Nutrition World, back with my co-host, Clint Powell. And before I get started, I just have a little thing to read. Tell people about your podcast, Clint.
Yeah, I have several. I have During the Break Podcast, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, conversations with interesting people. And that's where you can find all things Jeff Styles as well. Day Fire Podcast with my co-host Dawson Wheeler, former owner and founder of Rock Creek Outfitters. Crimecast with the former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. Then I have one about politics, culture, and the Constitution with attorney Eric Buchanan and my professor and researcher, Matthew Durham. And then this one goes out radio, of course, Sunday mornings, but it goes out as a podcast, the Vital Health Radio Download on Tuesdays. Thank you.
Love it, love it, love it. You are the king of podcasts in this area and a lot of areas, that's for sure.
Oh, well, thank you.
There are a great article I read that's had the 15 habits of happy people. And again, I talk about, I think planning is very important and hope, those two things. But in order to have these concepts, you got to learn what they are. Well, I found them very interesting, and I do agree with almost all of them. One is you must manage your finances well and live within your means. Well, of course you do, because, if you're spending more than you're making, you probably won't be happy too much because you'll have to struggle. Second, you set and reach goals on an ongoing basis. That doesn't mean major goals, but just like trying to do 3 extra reps at the gym or saving 15 extra dollars. 3, you always make time for trips or vacations with family and friends. I'm decent at this. I can improve on this because I'm not at the best at self-care and I work a little bit more than I should. That's something I can work on. Use your strengths to do what you do best every day. I do feel that that is what I do. And I think you do, Clint. Yeah. Also, you use your strengths to do what you do every day.
I try.
This one's one I think a lot of people don't feel. It says you feel safe and secure in your community. I see a lot of fear and a lot of conversations about, we better lock those doors as soon as we get home. We better do this. We better do that. All about a fear protection. Well, if it's valid, it's one thing. But running around scared all the time will only tend to bring more demise to your life. You learn something new or interesting every day. I'm humongously connected with this theory. Audible books every morning when I go to the gym. I do also have quiet time. I think it's important, but not listing the same old things all the time. Something new ideas, new practices in life. In fact, the one I talked about was the Dirty Gene book just recently.
Yep.
On Carissa's podcast. You have someone in your life who encourages you to be healthy. Ooh, that's hard if your partner is really a junk food person and doesn't do anything, and you are also, because then you don't have any positive influence, then that means it's up to you. You eat healthy every day? Wow. We don't even have to talk about that.
Nope.
One. You go to the dentist at least once a year. I told someone just this morning, I do very little, of course, traditional medical checkings and all that stuff, like the big golf ball on my honey. I'm not going to go check, probably. I won't unless it gets bigger and doesn't go away. But I go to the dentist every 6 months. I will not miss Dr. Otis. He is great, and I will be doing that for the rest of my life because that bacteria is going to cause heart disease and other diseases if we don't get our plaque and our teeth cleaned off. You don't smoke big time. Yep. Normal healthy weight. Well, I am anyway. Some people at this table may be a little bit overweight.
I'm in the room, dude.
you exercise at least 30 minutes at least 3 days a week. That is definitely Clinton and yep. I. We are a little bit addicted to the exercise.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great addiction until you work out too hard and you get a big golf ball size on your
hand. But then it'll go away.
It will go away. All things resolve themselves with time.
You know
most
what?
Of the time.
Real quick, I'll add my little 2 cents. Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff we talk about on that list mm-hmm. are just ways to keep your word to yourself.
I like that.
Learning to keep a commitment to yourself, no matter what realm or area, yeah. small or big, is the best way to build all of the other mental muscles you want.
I love that, because if you're keeping score just to keep someone else happy, it probably will fade away. It won't be as good if you're just having to lighten somebody else's eyes up because you went to the gym that morning.
Yeah,
no, for you mainly. And the better you are, the better you will be to other people and to the world. That is not selfish.
Nope.
All right, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows of Vital Health, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.